Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Something I've wanted to get off my chest for a while. Do you commingle your glassware at work? You know what I mean. A lot of companies, offices getting away from providing styrofoam or paper cups. So you're told to bring in your own mug, and you do. And so it gets commingled with everyone else's in some filthy sink somewhere in some quote-unquote kitchen in your office. And there's always someone that for whatever reason decides, I want to be everyone's best friend, and I will wash all of these mugs and glasses and assorted the ceramic ware that people bring in. So there it is all in the sink, and you just had your cup of soup or you just had your coffee, so all right, I'll put it down there in the sink, and all of a sudden here comes Jim. Jim's got a wicked case of the flu, but Jim never stays home because Jim is a trooper. So Jim's got a pretty much a petri dish of love and germs inside his mug, and it's right next to yours, and those germs are jumping right from Jim right into you through your mug. Then here comes the person who wants to clean everything, and they don't do a really good job. They kind of, you know, do a cursory wash, a little soap on the sponge, but they're being so helpful, it's more of just a rinse down. And there they go, and they put it down in the drain board where everything sits and commingles still. Or you may have the dishwasher, the filthy dishwasher that really hasn't been cleaned in 40 years. And everybody lines their stuff up in there, and it doesn't really work very well. And, oh my, you know what? Well, the boss didn't buy us any gel for the dishwasher, so we'll just run the water, and it'll clean everything that way. You are taking your life in your hands if you jump into this new club of bring your own mug to work. There are also some mugs that stay dirty all the time. You ever notice that some people will just walk up to the sink, they'll kind of rinse it out on their own and put it on the windowsill so it can bake in the afternoon heat? And you look in there and, gee, there's still Mary's coffee from yesterday, but it doesn't matter, she doesn't mind. But everybody's stuff is all together because we're one team in this office. So when Jim comes in with the flu and when we're all sick 2 weeks from now, we will know and we will have our mugs to blame for it. It's true. A lot of places are not providing cups anymore, and they are doing it under the guise of being eco-friendly. But it's because they are quite cheap and they just don't want to spend the money anymore. How about just bringing a nice bottle of water with you or bringing your coffee in from the outside? That's why God made Starbucks and that's why God made Dunkin' Donuts. So stand with pride and say, I will not join your little cup club. I don't want my mug next to Jim with the flu. I don't want it near anyone. My mug, it will stay home. Just something you need to look out for. All right, the Weather Channel. They are revamping their programming. They are doing some amazing things there. They are covering the weather like they never have before. And we've discovered a clip of just how incredible the Weather Channel has become. Listen. Five past the hour here on the Weather Channel. Good morning. I'm Dave Sandstorm.
And I'm Jenny McSmiley. Dave, you know, we've got some big storms rolling through Tulsa right now.
That's right, Jenny. A rough morning for all Tulsanians. Not one, not two, but three pesky F5 tornadoes. Essentially leveling the city. Undoubtedly some trouble getting around town. Maybe hand the kids an umbrella as well as some advice about downed live wires as they head out to the bus stop this morning.
But Dave, you know, it is a great chance for whatever viewers we have left in Tulsa to help us bring you the story. Simply go to our Facebook page and post your photos of what used to be your car, your house, or anything that's still somewhat recognizable.
That's right. You, too, can be a member of the Weather Channel team.
Dave, folks in Phoenix need to grab those sunglasses today. High temperatures could reach the 130s with a heat index near 145.
Wow, that's hot, Jenny, but not as hot as Extreme Global Warming, Ant Farm Edition. That's right, a new four-hour weekly show here on the Weather Channel detailing what happens when a simple ant farm is placed in an oven with ever-increasing temperatures. 1 week, 350. The next week, 450. The ants never know how hot it's going to get, and we never know when the ants are going to turn on each other. Premieres tonight at 8, 7 Central, right here on the Weather Channel. Check it out.
We're coming up on 8 minutes past the hour. Time for your local Weather on the 8s.
Right now in your area, it's 75 degrees. Raining cats and dogs. Winds from the west at 90 to 95 miles per hour. For tonight, thunderstorms, developing tornadoes, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, bright sunshine, highs 145 degrees. Wednesday, a blizzard warning is in effect, highs for Thursday, Fire and Brimstone. High 69.
Back on the Weather Channel, 10 minutes past the hour. Now here's Jenny with weather and your health.
Thanks, Dave. Rough day ahead for those with respiratory issues or pretty much all the old geezers out there. In the Northeast, both mold spores and anthrax spores will be high. Ragweed also very high. Fiberglass only moderate for today.
Thanks, Jenny. We'll take a break here on the Weather Channel, but stay tuned. When we come back, we'll update you on the impending blizzard in Minneapolis, and we'll show you how changing barometric pressures have affected the porn industry. It's 12 past the hour.
Stay with us. More to come. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a three-day weekend every week? How can you make it happen?
You may need to get the approval from your boss, but it can be done.
Just stop thinking about time and start focusing on results. If you can produce the desired results in 4 days, why work five?
How can you do this? Conduct a time audit. It may not sound like fun, but it's only temporary, and it's an incredible tool to discover waste.
Here's how it works. Set an alarm for 15 minutes. When the alarm sounds, record what you're doing.
Do this for 2 weeks, then look at the data you've gathered. Determine how you can use your time better.
Then you'll get the results you want in less time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Family often tries to pressure a potential biker.
Didn't like it. Wife was even more difficult.
Other families see motorcycling as the ultimate stress reliever.
Everybody's got a bike except mom.
Family pressure. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Motorcycling.
Take a risk every time you get on one, but I love them. I just love the freedom of it. My wife rides with me from time to time. She enjoys it, but she's always a little nervous. So trust me in my riding, but we never trust anybody else.
How about you?
My dad rides, brother, sister, brother-in-law, niece. Everybody's got a bike except mom. She just never rode on her own. She always rode on the back, but she likes to ride. It's sweet. I have all family if I want to ride with all family, and then if not, there's more than enough friends.
I'm a big boy, you know. She doesn't say anything anymore.
We will